a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story this hour. Frustration is growing for investigators and the family of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. During a press conference, family and officers say Gabby could be anywhere. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our team coverage.
Gabby Petito's father, Joseph, says he's pleading for any kind of help he can get from the friends and family of person of interest, Brian Laundrie. He also promoted a nationwide tip line for information to find his daughter, saying literally nothing else matters.
This girl right here, this is what matters. That is it.
Northport Police Chief Todd Garrison says there aren't any search crews looking for Petito yet, since they're not sure exactly where to look.
Right now, we're still trying to narrow down geographic areas.
On Wednesday, Petito's stepfather and a family friend posted flyers around Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming as they search for any clues to her whereabouts. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Gabby's family is ramping up the search for Gabby in Grand Teton National Park. KSL TV's Garner Mejia is there speaking to Gabby's stepfather and continues our team coverage.
They feel really strongly that there is something here that they need to be present for. And they feel that because this is where they're most confident she was last seen. She made it here with her boyfriend in that, you know, transit van. After arriving here, that's where they say that that timeline gets really, really hazy, and they're trying to understand what happened next.
Garner says the authorities have been out searching the park.
At this time, they don't exactly have a specific area that they're narrowing in, but he did want to really clarify that they have boots on the ground. There is physical activity going on right now at the park. And it's the first time that they've actually come out and said it, right? And so now we have a better idea of where that activity could be happening. We went out into that area, didn't see a lot, but there's a lot of traffic. It's a really big park.
The FBI is now asking for pictures, especially if you were at Grand Teton around August 25th. You can send those tips to tips.fbi.gov. In the days leading up to her disappearance, Gabby had video chats with her family in late August and then only text messages. Family attorney Richard Stafford says they are suspicious of those texts.
The Petito and Schmidt family don't believe that message was sent from Gabby.
Laundrie returned to their Florida home without her on September 1st. She was reported missing by her family 10 days later. The Grand County Sheriff's Office isn't ruling out anything in their investigation in the double homicide of Kylie Schulte and Crystal Michelle Turner. In a statement from the office, they say they will actively look into any connection between Gabby Petito and the newlywed couple. Governor Spencer Cox says he wants businesses to be able to choose whether or not they require vaccines for their employees. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports.
Governor Cox says he supports allowing businesses to require or not require vaccines as they choose. This comes as lawmakers yesterday mulled over whether to ban businesses from being allowed to require vaccines. A group of about 100 or so petitioned the Health and Human Services Committee.
It merely protects business owners from being coerced into bearing cost and responsibility, and it protects employee privacy.
But no bill has been proposed yet. Governor Cox saying in a statement to KSL today that they support vaccines as the way out of the pandemic and free market solutions for businesses. The governor has been critical of President Joe Biden's federal vaccine mandate plan. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story from ABC News. President Biden talked up his infrastructure package at the White House today. He says he's getting pushback from Republicans who voted for the previous administration's tax cuts for the wealthy.
These are the same folks who just 4 years ago passed the Trump tax cut, totaling almost 2 $1 trillion in tax cuts, a giant giveaway to the largest corporations in the top 1%. And listen to this. Almost none of that $2 trillion tax cut was paid for. It just ballooned the federal deficit.
The president says his infrastructure plan will end up paying for itself over time. A new poll shows we don't really trust that our personal information is safe online. The AP NORC poll says about half of Americans believe their private text conversations lack security, and they're even less confident about the security of their social media activity or their physical location.
Christmas tree.
Well, spooky season is right around the corner. That means it's time to get out the Christmas decorations. Well, this year, it could be more important than ever to decorate early with high shipping costs and supply chain bottlenecks. Spencer Brains at Modern Display in Salt Lake City explains what they are facing.
Typically, we pay anywhere from $6,000 to $7,000 per container to get it from China to our door here in Utah. And this year, it's going to be anywhere from $19,000 to $26,000 per container.
Okay, you may not need to decorate early, but you do need to shop early. Vrain says when you see Christmas stuff in the, on the store shelves, you better buy now instead of waiting. KSL News Time, 5:05.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.